Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always great to see your smiling face when things are so dark.
Right back at you. We're here early in the morning, greeted to the report, which actually appeared in the New York Post on Monday, from Karl Rove, who suggested that Hillary Clinton may have experienced brain damage after a fall and blood clot she suffered nearly 2 years ago.
And he said that she was wearing glasses that people who had been brain damaged would wear. I have to say, this guy's disgusting. I mean, there are limits. And you know that when people from his own party, and lots of them, criticize him for having done it. And he's already backing off and saying he didn't exactly use the word brain damage, whatever. It just shows we've gotten to a point in our politics where there are no limits. So if I'm the Hillary Clinton people, because this has been a whispering campaign for a while now, you know, did she hurt herself when she fell down, and that's why she's not going to run? These kinds of rumors that circulate. So I think in some ways, by Rove doing this, he actually has helped, because there was a baseline that got put down about the rumors and everything else. And I got to tell you, I don't think he's helped himself one bit.
How about this? Google must honor requests to delete links, the European court has ruled.
That's right. Somebody who something was said about can demand that Google take it down. Google says, no, we're just pointing people at different places. But the real question is, if it happens in Europe and the EU says you got to take it down, Google, if somebody asks you to take something down, why isn't that also law in the United States? Well, it isn't. You can't do it in the United States, but you can do it in Europe now. So, will this lead to the same kind of provision being enforced in this country that it is by the EU courts there? I don't see why not. I mean, why would we sit by and say if somebody has invaded our privacy, or if we have a sense that there's something left up there that shouldn't be on the Google, that we shouldn't be allowed to take it down? So, by the EU setting the standard, I think it's going to be very hard not to start to see a movement that replicates what happened in the EU community.
That silence, Alan, is the sound of WAMC without our listener support.
That's right, David. As of this morning, we've raised $164,896 towards our goal of $325. And remember, if we make that $325, Mr. Big is going to give us an incredible... I don't think everybody understands that. Try to put $25,000 in your wallet. You won't be able to do it. It's a great deal of money. And there are those of us who have $5. There are those of us who have $1,000. But if everybody this morning, before the last cup of coffee, goes and just puts something in, just go to WAMC.org, and there's a big lockbox that you click right on it, it couldn't be easier.
WAMC.org. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David.